Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 9th of January, 72. And at the end of it, John Green and his friend who'd come out to ride, Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 9th of September, 72. And at the end of it, the visit with John Green and his friend who'd come out to ride,
that little
behead.
That little tender behead. And they won't take their heads up.
That behead's got more strength in it than
that thing.
Then the right way. I had a little left, and that was
all gone. It was that old breakfast coffee. Well, I didn't I didn't expect it though.
That you know, I never do call the shots. I'm wrong oftener than I'm right.
You know, now last year, if you remember correctly, we had some cold weather before this to kill the grass.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
All right. Now, last year we had the rye, what little we had, and it just come on. And they took to it.
They took it right on.
They didn't have the other.
They didn't have the other.
Well, now look. This is rye grass.
Yeah?
It's not rye, you know. And I never had this rye grass before. You know that old, they don't like rye as well as do oats.
No, they'll go through the rye and pick out the oats.
And that indigo in the summer and in the fall, they'll eat it if there's nothing else.
That's right, if there's nothing else.
They just don't care for indigo.
That's right.
Even though the doctor says it's good for them.
Way they can go through and pick it out.
Yes. You got a new uniform.
Yeah, this is the one they got me up to for Christmas.
Oh, that's your Christmas
outfit.
That's
my Christmas outfit. My Christmas shirt.
Well, the pants the same?
No, I bought the pants. I get $4.98 for the pants.
Yes.
And that's in there. Kind that won't wear out.
And the acid won't get.
That's right.
And your shirt costs as much as pants.
I don't know what to pay for it, but I imagine it costs $700.
Mm-hmm.
I never did wear a shirt like this before. I mean, this is the first time I ever wear it.
It's real good looking. It really is a good looking shirt with the buttons and everything.
I never did take to a shirt like this.
Either.
No. I always had to have one buttoned up and long sleeves.
I don't like them either, but you know what? A fella ought to just get used to anything.
Well, I'm trying to.
Cookie says he does his own wash now.
Huh?
Yeah.
What about over there?
Over there. I've been doing it for a long time.
Where do you wash it?
Kitchen sink.
Anything.
The laundromat.
Take them to the laundry.
With all the women in your family, you still have to wash your
still
own.
Still have to wash my own clothes.
Well,
that's one way I know I can go to work decent.
I won't have to wear an old 2-day-old shirt.
That's right. I wear a clean shirt every day.
Every day?
Every day. Every day I put on a clean shirt and a clean t-shirt.
Well, some people might think you were right cranky about those things.
Well. I smelled them band hippies up there so much that I don't want one to even to think that I smell like that. They certainly do. I am to go with a clean shave, a clean shirt, and t-shirt every day.
Yeah, and that's what the hippies have done to you.
The hippies have straightened me out.
Well, my reasoning, I don't like the smell. But, you see, when you get that line, if you don't take that out, or if you keep on putting more in it, you'll ruin your shirt.
You never will get it out.
Never will get it out. So that's all. That's what worries me. But a little older now. That hippie odor is a little different, though, isn't it?
Okay.
And Laura's got a half breed for her boyfriend, so I brought the rest of my clothes out this morning. What few rags I had left, I got them.
A half breed?
A half breed, yeah. He got his sideburns down to his cheekbone.
Yeah. And
right out the corner of his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. His hair comes out over his ears, down like that.
Down the back of his neck and then loops up.
No, he's got it cut off square.
Yeah.
He's a half breed.
Oh, I see. Not a whole breed.
No. So when that happens, I've done it.
Well, let me tell you, sweetie. I don't want to meddle in your business. But you know, this boy, this little genius, came out of here, Leslie. I wish you'd got to talk with him. He is a charm. He is a charm. He ought to be out here. He's the one that picked up Greek just on the side. He was a half-breed. And I knew there's nothing wrong with him. So I didn't say to him, Leslie, when did you turn hippie? I knew something had happened. I said, Leslie, everywhere you go in the barbershops, he's out there on the West Coast now. That's farther along than we are, you see.
Oh, yeah.
I said, any barbershop you go into, I guess that's what they do to you. And that's right. You go in the barbershop, and some of them barbershops, that's all you can get. It's just like these girls going in a store to get a dress. All they can get is those little sort-off things. That's all they make.
Well, I tell you, they won't get my money. Because I won't buy them. And if I go in the barbershop and want a haircut, by golly, I want to come out looking like I got a haircut. And my barber cuts my hair.
Yeah, your barber.
This boy, this fellow down here in McIntosh?
Yeah.
Or Dave up at Max Barber Shop.
Yeah.
One of the two, whichever one I get to.
Oh, no,
that needs first. No, that I need a haircut first. That's right.
Well, but it won't last. Don't you know, they say what happens in the United States happens on the West Coast first and comes on east.
Well, if I can get a haircut like I want in the future at a barber shop, darn if I don't get me a pair of clippers and cut it all off.
Well, you could do that.
I ain't gonna let my hair grow out to where I look like a hippie. I'm not gonna do that. No, I ain't. I just ain't gonna have it.
You know, we already talked about what happened to that boy down there at Green's fuel station. You saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, hippie. Well, he's been to the hippie barber.
Yeah.
He talks nice, just like he always did, as far as I could see.
Yeah.
He don't act like a hippie.
those hippies are sort of. I mean, the ones with long hair, they're sort of. You'd think they're tough, but they're not.
Now, the only time I saw this boy at Laura's was last night. He runs around with his shirt tail out.
Yes.
Hanging out, unbuttoned.
Going with you, the stuff, hey.
And bell-bottom trousers on, and them cut off.
No.
Dragging the...
Come on, Ryder.
Dragging the dirt. No, I don't go for that stuff. No. I ain't no way. I tried to bring my family up decent. But it looks like I failed.
She can't have much choice. She don't have much choice.
Well, and I told him, I said, it's either that or me. Now you take your choice. And they took their choice, so I got out, walked out.
It's a very simple choice for them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this, this fella yesterday, you know, it looks like I don't do nothing, but I have a big day every day, Cookie.
Yeah.
And furthermore, I'm sort of wore out handling, working with these children. And that little booger come in here, bedtime. Spread all those pictures out up there. And he talked a little bit. Didn't sort of got on our skin. See, he's a nice fella. But now Faye says he's made three of those folders. Did you see it?
No.
Well, that's what he was holding for, to show it to you.
Oh, I saw the folder, yeah. And we took down and spread it out on the,
yeah,
on the table.
Yeah. Faye says he's made one for you. I didn't get that understanding. I have my understanding why he had that one and he's showing it around. And he had three or four little puny pictures he'd taken that trip that I went with him on. Just puny. One little old measly picture.
That's the Miss Guthrie now. That takes that cleans fly, don't it?
Ain't that rich?
It just looks exactly like her. I mean, there ain't no other way out.
But you see, he couldn't do that without me. So he ain't the sole owner of those photographs.
No, definitely not.
He clicked the lens, but I was the one that talked to her.
That posed for it.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, that was, you know, it don't matter. You see, I had to work with these kids, but the others up there don't work with them. They don't give a damn. They don't know. You see, Suzanne has been just treading water. Oh, for the longest time. She don't do nothing. She don't turn out. She's not fruitful. She has the hours of 8 to 5. That's when Jim works. That's all she's got. All her schoolwork and all her running around, she's got to do between 8 and 5. Well, she actually don't have from 8 to 5. She's got to clean up the kitchen, wash the dishes, make the beds. And then she's got to get back in time to cook supper before Sir Jimmy gets there. I mean, he dominates the scene.
Well...
That's the reason I said if the president had an announcement made, he's going to have to make it between 10 and 3.
Yeah.
Because that's all she has, actually. And she don't have that out here but one day a week. And she can't get out here any other time. Now, that's the sort of life she allows herself to lead. You see, it'd be very simple for me, just like you said a while ago. It's him or you.
That's right. And I mean every word of it, guy. I mean every word of it.
Well, I'd say to that boy there, you just screw you.
Right. Absolutely right.
But I'm not in on it, you see. She's her boss. But you see how you get put out. You get put out of those things. You take it long. You take it so long. You get it. Did you? I wanted to see that wagon.
I wanted to too, but Frank gave me a bum steer yesterday. That's what peed me off. But it's their baby now. I mean, I got him straight yesterday, once and for all. I mean, I'm not messing with him no more. He told me he had to go to work. Okay. I went up there. And the man that owns the service station is a real nice man. He's very nice. Cecil Osteen. And I went up to him, I said, Cecil, do you need Frank? No, sir, I don't need nobody today. I said, Frank told me he had to work. No, he don't have to work today. And I went and told Frank. Well, he said, Jim told me to come in. I said, that's right. Now, just wait a minute. Let's get this. Let's start first. Let's get this thing ironed out right. Well, Jim was at the other station. Well, I had to go back from Main Street over to 13th and find out from Jim, see, where he wanted him to work. He didn't want him to work. But come to find it out, Frank wanted to get up in town where he could lollygag around all day and not do nothing.
And if he's had his own car, he'd have done that.
He'd have done just that. I said, well, you may not do nothing. You may not have to work, but you damn sure ain't going to loaf around today. I'm going to take you back where I picked you up at and put you out, and you first can have it from there on. I go back home thinking I'd have a clean outfit to wear to work. They had lollygagged around there all day yesterday. They hadn't even turned, they hadn't even put the clothes in the washer.
A pretty day.
A pretty day. Well, here I had to, at 2 o'clock, well, 2:30, I had to get out and go to the laundromat, wash my uniform, put it in the dryer, and dry it, and be at work by 4 o'clock. I put a uniform on so warm. I took it out of the dryer and it was so warm I couldn't hardly put my leg in the pants. And
and your disposition was just about as warm, I imagine.
You're not just joking. My disposition was hot. So I got the rest of my rags this morning. I got 2 hours sleep last night. I've got to work tonight and tomorrow. And I've got the rest of my rides out, and they're over in the trailer, and I'm going to stay over there. I can't put up with it and work 2 jobs, guy. I can't do it. I've got to have a little bit of rest in between spells.
This pulls you down more than jobs, though.
Yes, it does. Really, it does. It's not the work. I don't have no manual work to do on either one of my jobs. No, there's no manual work except that mop. And that's just the hallways and the lobby. I can do that in an hour. Actually, an hour's hard work is all I got. At the hospital. The rest of it is just running a dust mop on a waxed floor.
Oh, the dust mop.
The dust mop on a waxed floor.
Yeah.
But whenever you get a hold of that old big heavy wet mop and start slinging it, you know you got a hold of something.
Yeah.
And therefore, if I get just a little bit of rest, I can hold up and keep right on going and accomplish what I want to, what I want to make out of myself. I can accomplish it. And I've got time before hay cutting time to accomplish my mission. That's the only way I'll accomplish it, is to get out and get on the ball and do it.
Yeah.
And I can't do it, and them are draining me for every dime I make. I don't want them to go hungry or go naked. But these automobiles has got to stop. That's all they are to it. I spent over this past year, I spent over $1,500 for Frank on automobiles alone. Now this coming year, I'm not going to do that. I can pick that $1,500 and accomplish my mission now. And he'd have been a lot better off and thought a lot more of. The way it is, I've got to go ahead and work double to make my mission, and he's got to stay home now and be a damned ass. That's just how simple it is.
And. You know, I was thinking yesterday after all that. You see, Franklin at 16, what is he now, 17?
He's 17.
At 16, he was a man.
Yeah.
Now, that's the way there was, Cookie, when you growed up.
Right.
Them boys, they growed up fast. And back in your daddy's time, they growed up faster than that.
Faster, right.
Yeah. They could do a day's work when they was 14 years old.
If Frank would get that foolishness out of his head and set his mind to it, instead of him working at the university, if he'd settle down where I could trust him with an automobile, he could come down here at noon every day and work this farm.
Yeah.
And make more money at the end of the year than he will working steady 8 hours a day.
Won't cost him anything over here.
It don't cost him a thing.
Yeah. That's right.
They'd have kept their britches on and held their nickels. I could have had some cows.
Yeah.
But God, they drained me flat.
So he says, how could he get away with his money? I said, he don't spend any money. He like me, he don't spend any money.
I don't spend no money. You take when you go to the grocery store, Ellen will go to the grocery store and she'll buy $50, $60, $70 worth of groceries, and half of that is
potato chips
and paper towels and paper plates because they're too damn lazy to wash the dishes. It's interesting work, really it is. It's interesting work.
Now you see that boss or supervisor who comes around, You see, he'd come around there and just talk to you, just to relax, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's pleasant. Yeah, he's a good man. Yeah. And he does.
Just to get some relief from all those people that you got to deal with.
Yeah. And so, and already he don't bother me. He come around and chat with me for a little bit. Because he I know what he wants done, I go ahead and I do it. I don't run around and hide behind the door and so forth. I don't care who sees me standing up there. If I want to stand up and blow a minute, I'm going to stand up and blow. I don't care if he's standing right there looking at me. And I told him so, too. I set him straight the first night. And I made it work.
Get it straight.
Get it straight.
Just like you did over at the other place.
That's right.
You got him, and you run across all sorts of people over there, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And on that night shift, you got a little time. People not quite so fast, moving so fast, are they?
No, they're not moving fast. No,
At night.
They need to pass their time away and get their mind off of that hospital and out someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got 2 or 3 minutes, you can stand there and talk to them, help yourself and them too.
Yeah.
Maybe you find out something.
You know, that's one thing I found, those young fellas, when I've been in the hospital, or just go see somebody, they don't have anything to say.
No.
And it used to be the other way. You could always find someone to pass time of day with. They just got no time.
But yesterday morning, yesterday evening, when I took Frank home, I found I didn't have no clean clothes. And the house turned upside down. Four girls sitting there, not doing anything, playing. Big girls, all big enough for responsibility. That started the fire. And the longer it burnt, the hotter it got.
Yeah.
Then when Laura went out with her half-breed last night, that put more fuel on it. Then when Helen come in this morning, hollering and hooping and yelling, that done it up right there. I just walked out. I just got up, put my clothes on, and went to the closet and got what of them I could get and what of them I needed, what of them I wanted, threw them on my back and walked out. As far as Laura and Frank's concerned, they're old enough and big enough to stand on their own two legs. I've helped them, and I've helped them, and I've helped them.
You know, I don't think there's any end to that helping. You'd think, people think when the children grow up, they'll have a little rest. But I think the older the children get, the less rest they get, Cookie.
Right, absolutely. That is absolutely right. When my children, all of them, was down under my feet, down low, I mean, I got along good.
Yeah.
But in the past 6 years, this has been brewing up.
Yeah.
And God, I can't take no more.
Well, you got it. You got it. You got another 20 years of it. I've seen these children up in Knoxville there. You see, when they grow up, I think one of the worst times Shug ever had was when Donald, young boy was growing up, he was he was hard to live with. And you see, he kept going to school, and he wouldn't take a hand in any of the business there. And Joe didn't press him to take a hand in the business, but I don't know the whole story. I just know a little of it from the outside. But finally, he took a hold of it now, and but look how long it took.
That's right. I'm just like Frank here, that he would take a hold, take a hand.
It may take him 20 years, just like it did Don. Well, he sure had to sweat it out. Of course, at that time, Don was married, and he didn't have the, you know, he didn't run around on the streets. But that's, it don't matter what it is, it still keeps up at night. Yeah. I used to think when they came down here, they looked like they'd been run over. Rolled over on I-75. And I thought to myself, well, maybe sometime they'll come down here fresh where you can talk to them. But they never have.
They never have.
Never have. They come down here, they can't even talk. I remember one time, they're sitting in here, and dull. And you came in and started talking and livening it up. And I thought to myself, did they notice that? Well, you know they noticed that.
Yeah. Well, Guy, the 29th of this month, Saturday the 29th, I'm going to cook a ham, baked beans and potatoes, and we're going to have us a big feed.
That's not when your brother's coming down. No, that's May.
No, that's May, but the 29th of January. And I promised it to Leonard, and I'm going to keep my word.
Yes.
Whether he keeps his or not, I'm going to keep my word.
That's all, yes, I would.
I'm going to prove to him that I'm a man of my word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I've invited a few of my close friends.
Well, that's nice.
And I'm going to let them invite some of their close friends. And you first can do likewise. And we'll have us a good time. I'll have my other wagon by that time. And have it fixed up, and we'll all just get on that wagon and go for a ride. And it's going to be in the afternoon, early afternoon.
In the daytime.
Right.
Daylight.
And if they want to extend it up in the night, that's their privilege.
It's here for them.
It's here for them, that's right. I just want to show them a good time. It won't cost me much money. A ham will cost me $18. That's what that ham's going to cost me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going in a little bit, so.
And the beans and potatoes are very inexpensive. And the hot biscuits is kind of expensive. And I'm going to have hot biscuits. I made up my mind. I'm going to have hot biscuits right out of the oven.
Right out of the oven.
And I'm going to make them.
You going to practice up a little?
I might. I don't know.
I tell you who's practiced on that, Mrs. Gussie. She can really put them in quick. And you can sit there and watch through the glass, you see.
Just watch them bake.
Watch them turn brown. Rise. I've sat over there once twice and watched that. You know, Marvin got him a cattle trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we talked about that. I can't see that. $750.
Darn, I can buy a gooseneck. I mean, an 18-foot load space gooseneck for less money than that. And he got a 12-foot one for $750.
12-foot and less than 60 inches wide. You see, we figured on the tractor it would have to be 70 inches.
Right.
This is less than 60 inches. I took that big yardstick over there and measured it.
It takes 72 inches. I figure 6 foot wide and 18 feet long will haul that tractor, disc, already hooked up. Just drive it up on there, drop your disc, and send it down and go on about your business.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm building.
It wouldn't take much chaining for that disc on
no.
there. Now he got them boards on there and he needs something else. Them boards won't last long. He just got them little thin boards, you
yeah.
know how they come. That won't hold him long.
No.
He got Toby's truck there. Now I'd understood that Toby kept it up.
Toby did keep that truck up.
But the understanding I have now is that Toby doesn't keep it up.
Toby keeps it up, kept it up because I did most all the work on it. I rebuilt that engine and put it in there, and Toby paid for the parts.
Well, the front end got to be rebuilt now. It goes through an inspection.
They'll never do it.
Oh, that's right about this trailer.
I'll buy that truck. I'll buy that truck.
Well, you see, it's got that good body on it.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that body is worth. It's worth. It's worth two of the prices. Get right down to the actual value of it.
Yeah.
Because you put a Bremer or anything in there, they got to stay.
Could you tell me why it is that some people never talk things over with anybody? Now, if I was going to buy a trailer, you don't think I'd just go out there and buy it on my own judgment, do you?
Why, no.
And when you come over here, I'd tell you what I had bought and why I had bought it. That's the way they do. They don't ask anybody.
Well, I'll tell you why. Them people, God, they got a mind of their own. They got a one-track mind. It just runs on one track at a time.
Yeah.
And he is so built up at that university way. Oh, he's built up in that university.
Oh, it was that way before he went to university.
It's got worse since he went over there.
More so.
All right. I did some work for him. And they are people that undoubtedly no man can satisfy. No man can satisfy.
They're going to put a new roof on the house. Dig around, Marvin said, with this fella and that fella all the time, and they never had got anything done worthwhile. And this time, they were going to get good people to do it. So they went to see us. And a man come out there and figure on it, and they thought it would cost them at least $1,000. He suggested cover the roof with quarter inch, I guess, plywood for the sheeting. And they'd guarantee it for 17 years. And he wouldn't take it up all at one time. He'd just take up what he could cover that day. Well, that's what he says. Figure he gave him was $2,000. And she would have left shaking her head to that. The last I heard, they were going to take him on. $2,000 for a roof, Cookie. Now, what else? I don't know. I don't think anything.
And that roof that's on that house will outlast the one they'll put on.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that roof. Absolutely nothing. If there's anything wrong with it, they could get up there and put in new sheeting or...
Put in a new sheet of tin and forget about it.
Forget about it.
That's right.
And whoever cares about that roof? They just self-conscious.
That's right.
They going up in the world.
Oh, yes.
And they can't have an old tin roof.
No. I'd just as soon have a tin roof on a house as any other kind.
$2,000.
I'll guarantee you one thing. You put a tin roof on with lead-headed nails and put it on right, and that wind ain't gonna blow that son of a gun off. But you take these shingles and put them on with them little old short nails like that, especially in plywood.
Yeah, that's right.
The moon and the sun is gonna draw them right out. I know, it'll do
but
it.
But they didn't ask anybody.
No, because it pulled them out of my house up there.
But they didn't ask you.
No.
That's the reason people stay poor, Cookie. They get so independent.
Well, yeah. Well, that comes right back to my point. That I'm trying, my mission that I'm trying to accomplish. If I can make it to get what I want to work with, I can take that truck sitting right out there. And canvas the back roads and hit that sale every Monday and every Wednesday and make more money and feel a heck of a lot better than I'm making right now on two jobs. God, I can do it. And that's my goal. That's my mission.
And you got to have a little nest egg before you can do it.
That's right.
Got to have a little something to work with.
That's right.
Oh. Now that's the trouble when they take the screens down, see?
Yeah.
They see themselves in that window. Yeah.
Doing that is just like going out here to plow without a plow.
Yeah.
If you go out there to plow and ain't got no plow, you ain't gonna get no place. If you go out here at the canvas these back roads and swamp areas and buy up these old cows and take them to market, if you ain't got nothing to do with, you can't do that. I want me a trailer built to my specifications. I want me a horse to my specifications, but I've got him coming. I've got him working out. When I get that, I can go out here and get, regardless of what kind of cow I buy, I've got something that I can go get it with.
Well, if you put that, that's good land over there.
Yes, sir.
If you get that in good shape and graze them out, worm them and graze them out over there and take them in good flesh.
That's right. I said, like I told Faye down there, I want 5 tons of fertilizer next month. I can't get it unless I get out and get to work and get the money and go get it.
Yeah, and that stuff ought to be turned over. That whole shebang over there ought to be turned. If anybody had the energy to get it done, it'd be cheaper just to get someone to do it. But it needs to be done light, Cookie.
Yes, it does. Actually, if a person had a bush hog, one of them big heavy bush hogs and go in there and just cut it all to pieces.
Oh, you need to turn it.
It'll turn it over. Just cut it up in those narrow strips and turn it over and let it come right on back, raise right on back up, and it just keeps coming.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, the only experience I've had is turning it. And then in the spring of the year, cut it, you know, just level it.
Yeah.
Fertilize it, level it, and watch it grow. Oh, it grows a mile a minute.
Well, I hate to run, but I've got to go get my pants hung out.
You got that old wagon down there?
Yeah.
Why don't you bring it up here and put it on the
top? I'm going to when I get time. I've got to get some rest. I've got to work tonight.
That's right.
I got 2 hours sleep last night.
Well, I'm not talking about you, Dunny. I'm talking about me, Dunny. I'll go down there. I'll hitch it up to something and just pull it up here and cover it up.
Well?
So that you'll have it. You've been over that house for a week.
Oh, this is the first breather I've had all day, Faye. We just been sitting here.
Good.
Catching the breath. You know, a lot of times I can rest just as well, just sort of sitting back when my mind's sort of at ease.
I was
riding
Molly over there, and I heard this call. And I saw Rowdy gallop over his red shirt.
Oh, you saw him? That hospital would be a nice place, eh?
I can imagine it.
It's interesting work. I like it. Really, I do. It ain't no difference to get down there and get out there and sweep that floor. Run that dust mop. It ain't no disgrace.
And you run into all sorts of people, you know.
Oh, yeah. And big people.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody. Bring him in. Bring him in. Let him sit down.
Well, look what's come.
Sister?
No.
She broke a collarbone yesterday. No. Fell out of a hammock. Broke a collarbone.
Broke a
collarbone?
Which one was that?
Beth.
Beth?
Yeah. They were just goofing around in that hammock. You see, we got a hammock for Christmas. And they always get 4 or 5 of their friends in there. She slipped out. She's at home.
That won't wait anything. What's wrong with it? I put a little oil on it.
You still ain't gonna do it.
Why?
Too hard.
Huh?
It's too hard.
Oh. It won't even cut that old knife.
I didn't know it could be too hard.
Oh, yeah. What it is, it's too hard.
What's it good for? Nothing.
Tell you what you do, take them down and put them in a quarter, put put them in a can full of oil and leave them for 2 or 3 months.
That
oil, it's surprising how deep that oil will go in them stomachs.
But it takes a while.
You saw greasy spots on a concrete driveways, haven't you?
Yeah.
I sure have.
Okay, that oil penetrates right on down through that concrete. Sure will.
You can't tell whether it's somebody coming in or somebody coming over anymore.
It could be an airplane or most anything.
I got to run. I've just got 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours.
Okay.
Right.
I'll be over there and I'll pull that thing over here.
All right.
Now you got some help.
Yes. Got a little help right here.
That's right. That's right. Pull the wagon over.
Yeah, they can pull it.
Dennis knows how to ride a tractor, he told me.
Oh, yeah. I used to work with my brother-in-law in construction. Then you go around picking up the bricks, light them around the truck.
Oh, really?
Good. It's hard.
Well, you get used to it.
Yeah. Get your fingers smashed all the time.
Yeah.
Picking up one, just sliding it out.
Now, is he a horse man?
Yeah.
He not the horse. He been out here before?
No, Dennis hasn't.
Huh?
Yeah, Dennis hasn't. Rod's been out. He's probably better than Rod and me, Dennis.
Well, what do you do with horses, Dennis?
Well, my grandmother used to have a couple of them in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they. What, your dad's in the Air Force?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lived all up, all over the world. Like.
When we lived in New Hampshire, my dad was living in Saudi Arabia for a year.
So?
Couldn't go over there when
they were. So you just rode with the horses that you ran up?
Yeah, cleaned up the barn and stable.
Oh, really? Well, he's a man of
you ought to
be
a home out of y'all.
I just, about 5 minutes ago, put
Molly back.
Yeah.
Can you help me trim the hooves now?
Never done that.
Stuff like that.
Just trimming the hooves.
You don't care for that?
I've never
done
it before.
Not on your back.
I think maybe between us, we could get a little trimming
done. Oh, I guess. We need to get that wagon over here. It's out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? One of the pastures?
No, he's over there at the trailer, you know.
Oh yeah. And
there's no trouble to pull it.
Yeah.
You don't need a tractor. These cars will pull it.
Oh.
Just hitch it on the trailer. You pull it yourself if you get a hold of it. Hitch yourself up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can pull that over here and cover it up.
Yeah.
Get out of the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in time.
Just in time. Well, you missed it Christmas.
Yeah.
What happened?
I tried to get a hold of you 2 or 3 times, but it was always busy. Your number.
Oh,
we got a new machine here now, and it works better than the old one.
Yeah, my mom told me it's the party line, so I'm like that.
Yeah,
but you can get in if you keep, keep trying.
And then your brother was sick, and you all got sick, and didn't get out for oranges and that.
Yeah, we wanted to go, picking, and my brother wasn't feeling well, and then, the rain came. Dad decided we shouldn't go.
Well, I don't know why you have to follow his judgment all the time. We went.
Yeah.
I mean, down in Florida, you don't stop on account of the
wind, the rain.
Yeah. Why don't you tell him I said?
All right.
He's my boss. Except I never see him.
Yeah. He's always on some convention or something like that.
Yeah, the committee.
Mm.
Yeah, there's so much to do. They're in headquarters, no, in the office. They don't get out much. They don't get out of office much, I don't guess, do they?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see him too much, do you?
Well, like he gets home about 6 and then usually goes out a little later, goes back to the office, works more.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
He's pretty busy now, you know, students coming back.
Yeah. I tell you what you ought to do, you ought to get him out. It'd be good for him.
Yeah.
And you come out and bring him with you.
Get him all he needs
to exit.
Yeah.
Now, y'all took a trip Christmas.
Hmm? What, down in Naples?
Was that where you went?
No, we didn't ever even get down there.
Never got there?
No.
Did you go to Sarasota?
They went to Sarasota for the day, I think, yeah.
You went to Williamsburg?
Yeah.
So you didn't move, but you had parties at home all the time. I mean, you had a lot of fun at home.
Yeah.
How old is your brother?
Larry?
Yeah.
He's 20 now.
20?
Yeah.
Is he going to school somewhere?
He's going to Northern Illinois.
And he likes it up there.
Yeah.
And your sister?
And she's going to Southern Illinois University.
Yeah.
Southern
Illinois.
Yeah.
She's older, isn't she?
She's only 18 now.
Oh. Well, they're ready to go, Faye, and we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
When are we going? Let's get that wagon first.
I think before they get the horse. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and get the wagon?
Yeah. And then they get the horse on the way back.
This is Channel 2 Right, and a visit with Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, the 9th of January, 71, and at the inn, John Green and his friend, Channel 2 Right, the end of it, about 900, and the end of the visit with Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, the 9th of January, 72. And at the end of it, John Green and his friend come out to ride. Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, and the end of the visit with Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, the 9th of January, 72. And at the end of it, John Green and his friend who came out to ride